Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A war veteran fired on a crowd at an airport in the U.S. city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, leaving five people dead, numerous others wounded. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
My heart goes out to every family impacted. The families that lost their loved ones, and the family and the individuals that have loved ones still in a hospital fighting for their life. You can't imagine how this could happen to any family, anywhere in the world, but clearly we don't ever want this to happen in our great state.
U.S. military says the alleged shooter, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico National Guard and Alaska National Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports are indicating he might have had mental health issues. Scott Israel is the local sheriff.
The subject is being interviewed by a team of FBI agents and Broward Sheriff's Office homicide detectives. There's been incredible cohesiveness and cooperation between the Broward Sheriff's Office, the FBI, FDLE, and all the local law enforcement entities.
So far, there is no known motive for the shooting. However, FBI Special Agent George Pirro told reporters they were following all investigative leads. According to a declassified report by the U.S. intelligence community, Russian President Vladimir Putin set out to undermine the 2016 U.S. election and discredit former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in an unprecedented influence campaign, eventually deciding to help the chances of President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Trump was briefed by intelligence officials he did not endorse their view. This is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Congress have officially verified Donald Trump's election as the 45th U.S. president. Vice President Joe Biden, who is also president of the Senate, made the formal announcement declaring Mr. Trump the winner after the count was complete.
This announcement of the state of the vote by the president of the Senate shall be deemed sufficient declaration of the persons elected president and vice president of the United States, each for a term beginning on the 20th day of January 2017, and shall be entered together with the list of the votes on the Journal of the Senate and the House of Representatives.
The final electoral count was 304 votes for Trump, 227 for Democrat Hillary Clinton. Seven electors registered protest votes for other candidates. Foreign and defense ministers from France and Japan held a meeting in Paris. The meeting held the third session of the French-Japanese political and military dialogue. Among other subjects, discussions centered on North Korea.
Bien sûr. Nous abordons la question de la Corée du Nord.
French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said France will continue its efforts to encourage North Korea to renounce its nuclear program. The bilateral dialogue between France and Japan, which began in 2013, also focused on promoting Japanese tourism in France. The White House has directed all U.S. ambassadors who are political appointees to resign their post as of Inauguration Day, which will be January the 20th. A senior member of President-elect Donald Trump's transition team told the New York Times newspaper there would be no ill will. They just want the ambassadors to be a part of the government that is leaving before his enters office. Speaking publicly for the first time as U.S. First Lady, Michelle Obama addressed young people, particularly those of immigrant families, letting them know that they are the future of the country. All of this came during Mrs. Obama's tradition of honoring school guidance counselors.
I can think of no better way to end my time as First Lady than celebrating with all of you. So I want to close today by simply saying thank you. Thank you for everything you do for our kids and for our country. Being your First Lady has been the greatest honor of my life, and I hope I've made you proud.
Youth programs, along with other health and education initiatives, have taken up a large portion of Michelle Obama's time in the White House, where she often holds events in support of her chosen issues. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.